Phoenix Books presents Conversations with God, an Uncommon Dialogue. Book 1. Written by Neil Donald Walsh. This unabridged performance by Neil Donald Walsh with Edward Asner and Ellen Burstyn features exclusive interviews by Michael Toms with James Redfield, Ram Dass, Shakti Gwynn, and Neil Donald Walsh, and music composed and performed by Michael Misch. It is copyright 2014 Phoenix Books and has been digitally remastered from the original 2007 Phoenix Books sound recording.
This is Neil Donald Walsh. I'm not a minister, I'm not a theologian, I'm not a scientist or philosopher, I'm a regular person, just like you. I don't have a college degree or a long list of impressive credentials. I've lived a life in which I've made more than my share of mistakes and in which I've faced many of the same day-to-day challenges and questions which you have faced. But by 1992, these challenges had increased to a point where I found myself living in complete frustration. Nothing in my life seemed to be working. And in utter despair, one middle of the night, I wrote an angry letter to God. I wanted to know why my life wasn't working, what it would take to get it to work, to get it right. This all took place just before Easter of that year, and when I finished my letter, something incredible happened. Something which has changed my life and the lives of thousands of other people forevermore. I began hearing answers to the questions I had been asking in my letter. And I began writing what I was hearing as fast as I could. When the answers ran out, I asked more questions and got more answers. Naturally, I began asking questions as fast as I could think of them. And I got answers as fast as I could write. What started that night, a very uncommon dialogue, continued for nearly a year. I remember the very first exchange I had in this dialogue. I had just finished with my letter. To my surprise, as I scribbled out the last of my bitter, unanswerable questions and prepared to toss my pen aside, my hand remained poised over the paper as if held there by some invisible force. Abruptly, the pen began moving on its own. I had no idea what I was about to write, but an idea seemed to be coming, so I decided to flow with it. Out came,
"Do you really want an answer to all these questions, or are you just venting?"
I blinked, and then my mind came up with a reply. I wrote that down, too. "Both. I'm venting, sure, but if these questions have answers, I'd sure as hell like to hear them."
"You are sure as hell about a lot of things, but wouldn't it be nice to be sure as heaven?"
And I wrote, "What is that supposed to mean?" Before I knew it, I had begun a conversation, and I was not writing so much as taking dictation. What you are about to hear is a reading of a large portion of that dialogue. I hope you receive benefit from listening to it. The dialogue begins with a very simple question, actually. How does God talk? And to whom?
"I talk to everyone.
All the time.
The question is not to whom do I talk,
but who listens.
First, let's exchange the word talk with the word communicate. It's a much better word, a much fuller, more accurate one. When we try to speak to each other, me to you, you to me, we are immediately constricted by the unbelievable limitation of words. For this reason, I do not communicate by words alone. In fact, rarely do I do so. My most common form of communication is through feeling. Feeling is the language of the soul. If you want to know what's true for you about something, look to how you're feeling about it. Feelings are sometimes difficult to discover, and often even more difficult to acknowledge. Yet hidden in your deepest feelings is your highest truth. The trick is to get to those feelings. I will show you how. Again, if you wish. I also communicate with thought. Thought and feelings are not the same, although they can occur at the same time. In communicating with thought, I often use images and pictures. For this reason, thoughts are more effective